Good morning. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Mr. President, honorable ministers, distinguished delegates, I would like to begin statement with expressing my sincere appreciation on the occasion of this assembly, focused on climate change, one of the challenges to human health in this century. This important gathering is a golden opportunity to share experiences and exchange views on mitigating the adverse effects of climate change on people's health, physically, mentally, socially, and spiritually. WHO should play a crucial role in action and decision that are made by the UNFCCC and the forthcoming COP meeting and working groups to World Health with focus on adaptation, mitigation, and vulnerability. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm greatly honored to inform you that the government of Islamic Republic of Iran is currently incorporating National Adaptation Program of Action to fulfill adaptation to climate change and mitigate its impacts on the health system. The government of Iran and the leadership of President Rouhani has declared health as one of its top three priorities. Recently, on May 5, 2014, the government officially initiated a comprehensive national health sector reform through injection of an extra $3 billion into the health system, collected from targeted subsidies and increased VAT to achieve universal health coverage, ensuring 5 million deprived and unprivileged people, reducing out-of-pocket payment, particularly for inpatient services, improving quality of care, provision of essential health services for 8.5 million people in suburbs, financial and non-financial incentives to maintain doctors and other health care providers in deprived areas, are among reform through which equity is being addressed and the poor is being protected. Honorable Director General, distinguished ministers and delegates, the Eastern Mediterranean region is prone to some paralyzing climate changes, namely drought and dust and storms, and infectious diseases and associated vectors. Utilizing the lesson learned from successful program for efficient control of malaria in Iran, it is crucial to establish, with the support of WHO, an early warning system to transfer data among countries and monitor transmission of diseases across borders to prevent global pandemics and also to monitor risk factors of atmospheric phenomena and climate change. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to finish my statement by highlighting the multidimensional impacts of climate change on health. Tackling climate change is a complex task which requires comprehensive international cooperation, multilateral communication, more effective interaction between international organizations, intersectoral collaboration, and more importantly, community participation. I sincerely wish that WHA 67 will provide a practical platform for member states to reach a consensus on national and regional plans to adopt and implement National Adaptation Program of Action into their health system. Thank you for your attention, and I wish you all the success.